Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
It's Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back 7 till the hour. Serious Wayback Machine. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to visit with our good friend Ken Yancey. Ken is the CEO of SCORE. SCORE.org is the website where you can find the volunteers. Ken, how many you got? How many volunteers you got across the country?
You know, we're 11,000 now, Jim.
11,000?
11,000. And those good folks volunteered about 1.4 million hours of service.
11,000 volunteers.
On behalf of SCORE last year. You bet.
Wow. That's better than the Girl Scouts out there.
You know what? It's the Girl Scouts are wonderful too, but it is a
you guys don't have the thin mints though, Ken. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a killer. But
I'm afraid the Girl Scouts are going to have to edge you out as far with it.
Yeah, they have better cookies,
especially in February when the thin mints come out.
You know, we have a wonderful group of volunteers, and we're very fortunate, and we're always recruiting. You know, most major. Volunteer organizations turn over about 20% a year. We're turning over about 17%. So we're recruiting in the neighborhood of 3,000 people a year.
Yep.
So if you're interested in volunteering, you can hop on the website that you've given so many times, thank you, and learn a little bit more about what it means to be involved in SCORE and how you can help your community and help to grow the economic vitality of your community through supporting small business. It's a great cause. It makes for successful communities and a successful country, and we're very pleased to be able to offer the service.
Is it possible? Is it likely? Is it typical for a business owner to work with more than one SCORE person? Maybe one person comes in and is a financial expert, helps us get our financial statements going, and another one is more of a social media expert, maybe that kind of thing?
Yeah, very common, Jim, and by design, really. You know, with 11,000 folks, you know, we have, let's face it, there's 300,000 years of business experience there, and you may need to tap into different types, different components, different ideas, different skills at different times in your business, and we can very easily make that available from the pool of talent that we're so fortunate to have.
Right. Well, that's the thing is that that I like about the 21st Century SCORE is that you guys have got folks who can focus on the fundamentals. You know, a P&L looks like the same thing. A 21st century P&L looks like they did 50 years ago.
Yeah,
but the way we connect
with
customers does not.
It does not, and you know that the first thing that we're going to do is go back to that basic blocking and tackling.
The fundamentals.
Make sure that the fundamentals are sound and you've built on an appropriate foundation, and then we'll move to those things that are more cutting edge, leading edge, like customer acquisition and customer service and what that looks like today, and helping you to understand, you know, how your customers are making decisions and making choices about the products and services that they consume. It is a different time.
Is entrepreneurship strong in America?
You know, most
what do you think
of what
it is?
Most of what we're reading right now, Jim, is that entrepreneurship is down. But you know, there's still hundreds of thousands of men and women every year that start a business. We used to say that every day of the year, including weekends and holidays, 10,000 Americans start a business. They start that journey, and I think that even though the numbers are down, I think entrepreneurship is still incredibly strong. And it's, let's face it, it's one of the things that built our country. I don't think it's going away by any stretch of the imagination. And I think for the right person, at the right time, entrepreneurship is just one of the most wonderful followings, one of the most wonderful choices that an individual can make, whether you buy a franchise or you start your own or you buy an existing business. It could be any of those things.
Ken, I think if you want to be an entrepreneur, nothing's going to stop you. But if conditions are more conducive to entrepreneurship, a lot of people will start one that maybe shouldn't have. So I just wonder. That is so
true.
I just wonder if maybe entrepreneurship may be down, but I wonder about the success rate. I wonder if that's not.
You know, that's a great question. You can find lots of different answers about that. Yep. What we do know, though, is that lots of businesses succeed, and those that have a mentor, whether you get it at school
or a
small business development center or women's business center, or you find a local friend in your community, those with a mentor survive and perform better than those that don't have
one. No question about it. Score.org, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll take advantage of that. Hey, Ken, keep up the good work and come back soon.
Jim, thanks for having us. Always a pleasure, sir.
Ken Yancey, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Score. Score.org. Check that out. I promise you, you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.